Thucydides rises early while the city is still asleep. It is her empty ritual to lay flowers in doorways. Passion flowers here, sunflowers there, and nettles on a whore's front stoop. But there are others on the morning street, others who drift unceremoniously, looking for something. Someone. Someone like
another. All alone now. Every morning the same. Key in the bag. Everything else there. Everything there. The ritual, Leonidas. Just remember. Ritual. Here we are. Sunflowers. There. Our Lord, heal the sick and let the children come to thee. Amen. And then now, Leonidas, your painful duty, all part of the ritual, your Catholic duty. That woman, a pimple on the face of the neighborhood. Filth. Careful with the nettles.
Now.
May the Lord abolish the sinners in flesh. You.
I'll abolish you, you schaffputz, you crapstuck, you aufgehandelter Schinkentop. Wait till I get my hands on you, you... Ah, nettles! Brocker! You take your Brocker nettles and rump kick your rock with balls!
Yes. The street car. Catch it. Catch it. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, she must have stayed up all night, that... hag, to pounce on me like that. Philistines. Am I perspiring? Not many people in the streetcar. Mercifully. One, two. What's that girl looking at? Well. Oh. Oh, that's better. Oh, calm down. Calm down, Leonidas. Mother. There. What is that child looking at?
Lord.
Poor thing.
Lord.
She's simple. Bless her heart.
Lord. Lord.
Oh, God. She's coming to sit here. You better. Excuse me. Permiso. Excuse me.
Lord. Lord. Lord.
She's still there. She's following you.
So what? There's nothing to be afraid of. Turn on. Turn round. Gently. And smile.
What? Home.
What is it, child? Oh, no. No, 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 no. Don't hold me. All right. All right. Are you lost? Are you... lost? Lost. Perdida.
Lost.
Oh. Oh. Is it far?
Far?
Poor soul. Why did they let her out on her own?
Are we there?
Him.
What? This?
House?
Oh, no. I can't just go in.
Yeah, yes.
My God, it's so dark. Oh, I can hardly see. Oh, the dust.
What? What? Stay.
Where? Oh, Lord.
Stay here.
Child? Oh. So much dust. Ah, is that a switch? Oh, very elegant. Nice furniture. Oh, my God. That woman in the picture.
looks just, well, a little like me. Oh, of course. That poor girl must have mistaken me for her mother. Oh, dear God.
Breakfast. Breakfast.
Oh, no, no. I don't believe it. Oh, child. What a nice idea. How kind. But I said, don't.
Eat, Mutty, eat.
Are you sure that no one's here?
No one.
No one's going to come?
No one.
Not today, not later on?
No one.
Well, then, I must say, we mustn't let all this good food be wasted, must we?
Eat, eat.
There, on the picture, to Cecilia. Is that your name? Ah, yes, I thought so.
Music.
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 What is that, Cecilia?
Lorelei.
Lorelei. Yes. That was very nice. Now, I'll...
Stay.
Leonidas, you can't think of staying.
There's nothing to go back to, is there?
Are you truly all alone, Cecilia?
Mutti, remember?
Remember what?
Mutti sent the maid away. Mutti was sick. Remember?
Oh, yes, dear. Yes, I remember, but... No. I'll stay. All right. I won't go.
Never.
No,
Mutti.
No. I'll stay. Oh, my Lord. Oh, so many dresses. Oh, and furs. And shoes. Dozens of pairs of shoes.
Dress.
All right. Yes. Now, turn round. Round. No peeking. Oh, right there.
The collar's a little tight. Oops. There we are.
Right. Now, how do I look?
Mutti. Mutti's back.
Jewelry. I want rings, necklaces, a brooch.
No, Mutti, no.
No? Why not?
All gone, Mutti.
Gone where?
All gone?
Oh, never mind. No jewelry, then. Maybe I should put all this back. But I want to stay. I really want to.
Who's that?
Oh, you said...
No one. You stay, Mutti. Oh. Mercedes. Encarnacion.
Mercedes. Encarnacion.
Stay.
Cecilia, we've been for hours at the door. Well, won't you ask us to come in?
In, please.
Here, take my coat. Encarnacion, give Cecilia your coat.
Have you been out again, Cecilia? Playing tricks?
We've been to the cemetery, Cecilia. Not a single flower on poor Brunhilde's grave.
You should be ashamed.
Stop that, you hear.
Mercedes, she's not
quiet, Cecilia. Your mother is dead, Cecilia. Brunhilde's dead and buried, you hear? Dead, gone. You must accept that for your own good.
Yes, repeat after me. My mother's dead. My mother's dead.
What's the use? Leave her. Get us some tea, Cecilia.
Tea?
Yes, tea.
And toast and jam.
Has she gone?
Yes, she's in the kitchen.
Good. The candlesticks.
Oh, they're heavy.
Of course they're heavy, you fool.
They're silver.
The cream jug.
What about this?
No, that's too big. Take the ivory figurines. Careful, they'll break.
But my purse isn't big enough.
I told you to bring the shopping bag.
But next time I'll...
Shh. Here she comes.
Oh, you clumsy oaf. You've spilled tea all over the toast.
We don't want it now. Oh, I can't stand the girl. Let's go.
Goodbye, Cecilia. Now, you only go to the cemetery and back. You understand?
Dear Lord, what a cross we bear.
Cecilia.
Bertie.
Did you say anything to them at the door? Did you tell them about me?
Oh, shit. Cecilia.
Those two are thieves. They can be dangerous. Did you...
They think you're dead.
Oh, my God. For a moment. This wonderful bed. And the lace on the pillows. Lovely soft slippers. Dressing gown to match. Oh, dear. I keep forgetting that's not the bathroom. Dear God, what a mess that girl keeps her room in. More books, can't understand a word. And a letter. Oh, God. Poof, the dust. I shouldn't really. Dear, let's see. Dear Cecilia... I've managed to get Monday off, so I'll be able to come. Tear up the letter after you've read it, or the hag who's with you might read it. I love you, Fabian. Cecilia? Cecilia seeing a man who calls me a hag? But why? Why?
Morty!
No need to shout. I'm here. And my name is Leonidas.
Morty.
Who's Fabian?
Fabian?
Yes, Fabian. I love you, Fabian. The old hag, Fabian. That Fabian.
I don't understand, Mutti.
And don't you mutti me, you hypocrite. I am Leonidas Arufat, and you're Cecilia somebody, and I want to know what you and this Fabian person are up to.
Mutti, don't be cross, please.
I'll be as cross as I like you here, and I want to know who Fabian is in this letter.
No, Mutti, no.
Read.
No, Mutti, I don't know.
Liar.
No.
Don't take your hands off me.
No.
A liar. No. Wicked liar. Don't cry now. Don't. Too late. I saw the letter. You thought I'd never find it, huh? Under all those dusty books,
dusty.
Huh?
Leonidas. Leonidas Arafat, you fool. Leonidas, the letter was covered in dust. The letter could be years old. Leonidas. It might even be another Cecilia. Leonidas, you blamed the child. This must have happened long ago. The hag must be someone else. Not you. Leonidas, not you.
I doubt you again, my dear. I won't.
Vengo.
Jesus! Mercedes!
What's the matter? Are you crazy?
It's Brunhilde. It's Brunhilde back to life.
Fool. I'll see to whoever... Oh. May I help you, madame?
I am Brunhilde's cousin.
Oh, see? This blockhead thought you were her, Brunhilde. Poor soul, may she rest in peace.
Amen. Well, yes, at first I really thought I'd seen a ghost. The pleasure's mine.
How do you do?
I'm Mercedes. This is my sister, Encarnacion.
Yes. Brunhilde was a little shorter, I think.
And sort of with a fuller figure.
The color of the eyes was different.
You see, if you look closely, Madame is quite different from Brunhilde.
Yes.
But won't you come in?
Thank you. I don't mind if I do.
So impolite of us to keep you waiting on the doorstep. Won't you come this way? Please excuse the mess. May we offer you some tea, or maybe something a trifle stronger?
No, thank you. Nothing.
So, you're poor Brunhilde's cousin.
Second cousin.
On her mother's side?
Father's side.
So your surname is also Brookman?
Yes, of course.
And I'm sure that your first name is really bizarre.
Nession.
Oh, well, the Brookmans all had funny names, from German operas and so on. Like Brunhilde.
Well, mine comes from a song. Lorelei.
Oh.
Lorelei Brockman.
How pretty. How musical. And so what are you to Belena?
Belena?
Well, aunt, of course. Because if you're Brunhilde's cousin and Brunhilde was Belena's aunt, then you too must be Belena's aunt, no?
Of course.
How strange that Brunhilde never mentioned you.
She always said she was alone in the world with poor Cecilia. After Dr. Fogel, Gerhard, died. No family left in Europe or here.
Because she always disliked Belena. Never took her into account.
Well, she never took me into account either.
Gerhard Fogel was very peculiar. And Brunhilde always did what he said.
They never even told me that Brunhilde had died.
Oh, Belena read it in La Prensa. No one told her either.
Belena came to the wake.
We never thought she would. A mortal enemy. Oh, because, of course, you know, Belena and Brunhilde were like cat and dog.
Belena, however, is very forgiving.
Well, she even came to live with Cecilia after the funeral.
But she's not there now.
No.
Oh, and please don't ask what happened.
We couldn't bring ourselves to even think about it.
Oh, my dears. I'm family. And you, almost, wow, such close friends.
Oh, well,
I suppose it's all right.
Your Belena would always confide in us. After all, we'd been, as you say, so close to the family.
Soon after she moved in, she would tell us about Cecilia's comings and goings. That child sometimes did not come back to the house till gone midnight.
And when Belena'd ask the next morning where she'd been, she simply wouldn't say.
Maybe she had friends to see. Or she was studying something.
My dear.
Yes, well, Belena knew at once. A man.
A man.
A man. One afternoon, we found Belena in tears. She had discovered the photograph of a man. Blonde, not bad looking.
And on the photo was written,
To Cecilia with love from F.
From F.
F. Why would Belena be worried about Cecilia's boyfriend?
Well, with all the money Cecilia had inherited, a prey for any ruffian to scoop up and take advantage of.
Belena would also have lost her share.
And Carnes,
she protected Cecilia's interests.
And anyway, if it was a decent friendship, why didn't she introduce him to us or to Belena?
Well, when Belena confronted her with the photo,
Cecilia shouted at her and called her a hag.
A hag? How wonderful.
What do you mean, wonderful?
Wonderful? Oh, I mean dreadful. So, Belena left.
Oh, no, not then.
Something terrible happened.
Oh, I can't bear to think about it.
Please do.
Well, if you insist.
I insist.
One afternoon, we had agreed to accompany Belena to the doctor. The poor woman wasn't feeling well.
She thought she had a problem with her heart.
So after the doctor
had seen...
Well,
the doctor said it was nothing. She was as strong as a horse.
After the doctor's, we went to have tea at the Petit Café. We had barely ordered our teas when Belena felt this urgent desire to go home.
Almost as if she knew that something was going to happen.
With half a cream cake stuck in my throat, we grabbed a taxi and saw Belena home.
Yet the front door was open.
We went in.
Everything was dark.
Belena started shouting, calling.
Cecilia! Cecilia!
No answer.
I said we should call the police.
But Belena kept on shouting.
Cecilia! Cecilia!
Then we heard a noise in her bedroom.
Oh, I didn't want to go in. I was terrified we'd find her in a pool of blood, her throat cut from ear to ear.
Belena forced us to go with her.
So we opened the door.
And there was Cecilia.
Oh, she was trembling like a frightened fawn. Her clothes were torn and tattered. Her hair all over her face. And her bed. You understand.
And Belena?
Yes, tell her.
tell her about Belena.
I turned to say something to Belena. I will never forget the look on her face. Positively ugly. Cecilia screamed when she saw her.
And then Belena began hunting through all the drawers.
Oh, what was she looking for?
Oh, Brunhilde's jewels. Dr. Fogel had bought her a fortune in jewels. Her collection was like something out of the Arabian Nights.
They had all vanished.
And Cecilia, well, the thieves had obviously taken advantage of the girl.
Of course we offered to help. But Belena asked us to leave.
She begged us not to say anything to anyone. For Cecilia's sake.
Oh, indeed. Yes. Oh, for Cecilia's sake.
A few days later, we dropped in to see how things were going.
Yes, just to see if we could lend a hand.
Cecilia opened the door.
Belena, it seemed, had left. We haven't heard from her since.
No.
That was 8-9 months ago.
So, Belena left Cecilia when the child needed her most.
Let he who's without sin cast the first stone. Cecilia had really become, well, funny. It must have been hard on Belena. All her talk about her Mutty coming back.
Oh, it was really painful.
So, neither you nor Mercedes went to the police?
Well, no, my dear. What could be gained?
Not much. But you might have lost quite a bit.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I mean, you might have lost the opportunity of going back to Cecilia's and stealing.
Mercedes. That child has been telling you stories.
Nothing. I saw it with my own eyes.
You what?
I was there. I saw you.
No.
I saw you take these candlesticks, excuse me, and this cream jug. Pretty, isn't it? Oh. And this music box.
Oh, no. That music box belonged to Mother.
Well, it will do, instead of all the other things I'm sure you've done away with.
Mercedes, call the police.
Please, do.
Oh, Mercedes.
I beg you, Mercedes.
Now, listen to me, both. If you ever set foot in Cecilia's house again, I'll know. And I'll have you both arrested.
Madame, please.
Understood?
Oh, please.
You've been warned.
Yes, but please leave us.
Goodbye. And I hope our paths never cross again.
The child needs you, Leonidas. She needs you. The ritual is real now, Leonidas. Oh, no. There she is. Oh. Huddled on the... Oh. Hurry, Leonidas. Hurry.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm back. See? Oh, I'm back.
Oh, Monty.
Oh. Oh, I'm supposed to see you. Oh, my God. God. She's so heavy.
What's the matter, Cecilia? Arthur.
Leonidas, you fool.
No, don't go. Oh,
don't you understand, Leonidas?
Cecilia.
Oh, she's... This child is pregnant.
Oh, I'll stay, Cecilia. I'm here. No one will know. By your side, sleep now. I'll stay, Moot will stay. Moot is here, Moot is here, Moot is here, Moot is here.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Cecilia?
No.
Oh, it's all right, dear. It's all
right. Where am I? Who's this woman? Dressed like my mother. Belena. Where is Belena?
Are you the nurse? Am I ill?
What happened to me?
Why am I all swollen up? Am I pregnant? Oh, Christ almighty.
Did it really happen?
And Belena.
Belena's gone.
Listen to me. I don't want to die with
her. I've got to tell somebody. I've got to tell her.
Don't talk like that.
Belena had gone out that afternoon to the doctor, she said. Suddenly, three men appeared. appeared in the dining room. They seemed to know their way around the house. They dragged me into the bedroom. The youngest asked the man with the gun if he wanted to watch. He laughed. I remember biting the leather of his jacket. One asked if they were going to kill me. Another said no, that Belena would be furious. But no, he had the jewels. He didn't want murder on his conscience. That no one would know them. That Belena, of course, would not talk. Then nothing.
Miss.
Belena.
The letter. She left a letter. Signed Fabian. She wanted everyone to believe you had a man. And that he killed you.
Belena. Find her. Find her.
I don't find her.
You. Who are you?
Cecilia.
Leonidas Arafat, you know what you must do. Get up, Leonidas. Take the phone, Leonidas. Remember what Encarnacion said? Belena read about her aunt's death in La Prensa. Belena will come. Find the number. Now. Dial.
Hello? La Prensa? I want to place a death announcement.
Hello? Door's open. Anybody there? Hello? Someone?
Belena.
Who?
Goodbye, Cecilia. I'm going now. I'll close the door behind me.
Another morning. The empty ritual is real now. Other doorways await, Leonidas. Others await your posies, bouquets, wreaths. That one there, at the dead end of the block, where the houses seem to converge. The vanishing point.
Secret Ceremony by Marco De Neve, dramatized by Alberto Manguel. Starring Jennifer Phipps as Leonidas and Nikki Guadagni as Cecilia. Joyce Campion was heard as Mercedes and Doris Petri as Encarnacion, with Maya Ardle as the Scarlet Woman and Belena, and Rafael Nunez as the Drunk. Recording engineer was Brian Pape. Sound effects by Bill Robinson. Casting by Catherine Kester, script editor Sandra Rabinovich, and production assistant Peggy Esty. The voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. Secret Ceremony was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. Until next week, I'm Barbara Budd wishing you...